Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, you remember the president, he was talking to us about safety, and this last presidential campaign was about, you know, ISIS that are attacking people around the earth, bombs that are blowing up, 350,000 radical jihadist terrorists, according to Kamal from Qum Ministries.
450,000.
450,000, and that's an old number. Mm-hmm. The MS-13. That's in every state, that gang. And it was like nobody was doing anything about it.
Not to mention drug cartels and everything.
Right. And so today we're going to talk about sanctuary cities. Mm. Because grown folks, I mean, mayors and governors, some of them are saying we're going to violate the law and we're going to allow people who entered the country illegally, even if they committed a crime, to stay here. And we're not going to cooperate with the government. This is like a big ordeal. So the president... President Trump invited some officers, police officers, to the White House to have a listening session because he wants to get behind every department in the government that makes our citizens safe. Hmm. We'll take a look.
My highest duty as president is the security of our people, the security of our nation. That is why I've already taken numerous actions to enhance domestic security, including the creation of task force on reducing violent crime, an interagency task force to dismantle criminal cartels, along with historic actions to secure our borders and remove criminals from our country. We're removing MS-13. We're removing criminals all over the country. They're getting out. We're taking them out. For that, I thank you folks. I know you're in strict coordination with General Kelly and the Border Patrol and ICE, and you've been doing a fantastic job. As president, I will work night and day to make America safe again.
To make America safe again. It's like the people of America just said, we need somebody who is going to seal our borders up and allow people to come to the country legally, but somebody that we actually know. Sort of like your house.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody that's talking has an opinion on this. They pretty much have a door on their house and they lock it at night and they determine who's going to come through or not. For some reason, some people are not wanting a door on our country. You know, the door, you can use the door, but you want to ask who's actually coming in first.
That's right.
Well, you know, as I was abiding with the Lord and to just focusing on Him, He begins to speak to me about sanctuary cities. As a matter of fact, look at this map right here. There is sanctuary cities. These are cities that reportedly declared that they are going to take illegal aliens, people who came to this country who are not a citizen of this country, and put them in their cities and not cooperate with anybody else, the government, the federal government, and tell them that they're ICE, you know, in regards to immigration and. And so they're literally just openly saying that. Look at that. It's all over America.
Wow.
And so they're calling them sanctuary cities. And so, of course, the things that you're hearing on throughout media and things that are going on, you can pull that image down, is the fact that everybody's talking about, like, it's part of our language, sanctuary cities. And so I was, you know, as I was spending time with God, God began to speak to me through His Word. And in Joshua chapter 20, the book of Joshua, He talks specifically about this. Think about this. Remember when Israel, God's chosen folks, are coming through the wilderness and they're being taken to the promised land and, you know, all the things they had to go through to be able to do that. Well, remember how when they were coming in and Joshua was taking them, Moses stayed in the wilderness and they're bringing them in, they begin to divide the land up like lots and plots and that type of thing. But why God began to sanction off the land, different areas to give to different tribes of Israel, families, at the very same time, John, think about this, the very same time God created sanctuary cities. So God is into sanctuary cities.
Amazing.
I want, if you're listening, if you're watching, hold on a moment. We got to find out why God's doing it. But in the question we want to ask ourselves, and we're totally open to this question, but we know what we found out is, Well, are sanctuary cities right? Is the right thing to do? I mean, you got man's laws and man's things, but what does God say about sanctuary cities? And I was so surprised to find out, John, the very first thing God does when he starts dealing out the promised land to Israel, he began to say, but you need to set up a sanctuary city. Mm. But the question is, what is
in the Bible, sanctuary cities in the Bible.
Yeah, like real estate 101 and plots and lots and, you know, all those descriptions of land, you know. But he said, but there needs to be sanctuary cities. And I want you, don't get excited yet, get upset. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It totally makes sense about what God says. John, we're going to read from Joshua chapter 20. And this is when Joshua just came in and he's dealing the land out according to the tribe and the size. But let's just see what happened during that land distribution.
Then the Lord said to Joshua, tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge as I instructed you through Moses.
Hold on a minute. So God instructed Moses to tell everyone, you got to have sanctuary cities. Mm. So right now we know, talking about sanctuary cities, let's put that image up again. You're looking here. You know, the question we want to ask ourselves is, are these sanctuary cities? So maybe imagine America being the promised land, right? Mm. And so they are beginning to distribute the land. And so you got sanctuary city set up. You got sanctuary city set up. So, but let's read a little bit further down. You can pull that back down, but it's the same thing in the context of verbiage. But what does it mean? Okay.
So that anyone.
So this is the reason why they have
the reason
sanctuary
why.
City.
So that anyone who kills a person accidentally.
No, somebody kills someone. Which means that a possible crime maybe has been committed or hasn't been committed, but they don't necessarily know yet.
Right.
Okay.
So that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood.
So this is important. So sanctuary cities are a place that you can run to, because even if it was an accident, some people get very angry.
Oh, yeah.
And accidents happen. That's what they call car accidents and different things taking place. But I think what's interesting is that God has given us a free will, and he's showing us how our free will is here, that we can make decisions that harm folks, but it won't necessarily be intentional. You know, we can make a mistake. We can have an accident. You know, accidents happen all the time. But God provided cities of refuge so that person can actually get through that season of their life. So it's sounding, I don't know. So let's keep reading
it. When they flee to one of these cities,
that's happening right now. They're advertising sanctuary cities and people are running to the cities. Mm. Okay. But the thing too, it was a person who didn't commit a crime.
Right.
It was an accident. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
So when they flee to one of these cities, they are to stand in the entrance of the city gate and state their case before the elders of that city.
Well, that's important, because then sanctuary cities had judges, and the gates are the government. And so they had to come into that city, and the government had to cooperate with its citizens that are coming there. And so there needs to be judges. So I hear reports right now that our president, President Trump, has set up judges with Homeland Security on the border to make sure everyone gets justice in regards to, you know, to hear their case. What happened? Something may have happened. So a sanctuary city then has gates, has government, and has a place where you present your case. Mm. Now, what's been happening is they have been coming in illegally. They go to the court immediately, and they give them a court date, and then they just let them go. Catch and release, they call it. You know, which sounds almost
OTM, other than Mexican, right?
When they it's everybody.
Okay.
It's everybody, you know, and that, so that's not what you're not, catch and release wouldn't be it. It would be like, stay here at the gates and present your case. Hmm. And so you're creating courts right now to just be dedicated to, we need to hear your case. You know, what's going on? Why did you flee? Why are you here? Okay.
Then the elders are to admit the fugitive into their city and provide a place to live among them. If the avenger of blood comes in pursuit, the elders must not surrender the fugitive, because the fugitive killed their neighbor unintentionally and without malice and aforethought.
Well, this is important. So then when you see sanctuary cities, are they protecting the immigrant that's in their city? That would be a right thing in the eyes of God if, in fact, there was no crime committed. But the thing about it's not the fact that somebody's an alien. It's the fact that they're illegal immigrant. Are they illegal? You broke the law. So if you present your case at the gates in the government of the city, then you would say, I committed a crime.
Some people don't realize it's illegal
Yeah, it's called enter illegal
the country. That's illegal immigration. That's why it's an illegal immigrant, because you came here not following the proper laws of the United States to enter the country. You can come, but you got to come the correct way.
Yeah, and so in the context of that is that, well, you shouldn't just catch and release, give a court date and release. It's like, let's present your case. And some people have a legitimate reason for being here, the persecution, something's going on, and they can hear the case right then and there.
Yeah.
But if you just get a court date and take off, that wouldn't be defined as a biblical sanctuary city. Mm-hmm. And so you actually need to be able to listen. And so the local governments reportedly are not even cooperating with the federal government, and they're just choosing not to enforce federal law, which is a violation of the Constitution, what's going on, right?
That's right.
What else?
They are to stay in that city until they have stood trial before the assembly and until the death of the high priest who is serving at that time. Then they may go back to their own home in their town from the city from which they fled. Any of the Israelites or any foreigner residing...
That's important. So any Israelites and any foreigner. So what we'd say today is like any citizen of America and any immigrant in America, people living amongst us. Say that again.
Any of the Israelites or any foreigner residing among them who killed someone accidentally could flee to these designated cities and not be killed by the Avenger of Blood prior to standing trial before the assembly.
Prior to standing trial. So the court system is very important in how this works. And so we want to be able to pray for wisdom to be able to make sure that everybody gets justice, because they may need to be here. But the sanctuary city is not what's being done, is not a biblical, because a lot of times people are using what God's word, but they're not really using it. They're just kind of manipulating folks with it. But so sanctuary cities are of God, but it's for folks that didn't break the law. It's ones that didn't break the law. And so when we get back from this break, we're going to break this thing down a little bit and begin to look at America and what's taking place, because this is going to be a big deal. The president just signed an executive order to be able to defund basically sanctuary cities. And one of the federal judges, I believe it was, struck it down, and it's on pause. And it's like, you know, the things that are happening, it's like you got to have a righteous judge. I mean, you got to have judges that are fulfilling. When you're a federal judge and you're a judge, you raise your hand and you swear that you'll protect and defend and represent the Constitution of the United States. So it needs to be checked out in the Constitution. That's why I really appreciate this new Supreme Court justice. He's known for his constitutional correctness. His name is
Neil Gorsuch.
Neil Gorsuch, a constitutionalist, and that's so important.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.